Deuteronomy, chapter 3. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan, and Og the king of Bashan came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, Do not be afraid of him, because I will deliver him and all his people and his land into your hand, and you shall do to him as you did to Sihon king of the Amorites who lived at Heshbon. So the Lord Jehovah our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people. And we struck him until no one was left remaining to him. And we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we did not take from them, 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, besides a great many UN-walled towns. And we completely destroyed them, as we did to Sihon king of Heshbon, completely destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the cattle, and the spoil of the cities we took for ourselves. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side east of the Jordan River, from the river of Arnon to Mount Hermon, which Hermon the Sidonians call Sirion, and the Amorites call it Shinir, all the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, to Salcha and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, because only Og king of Bashan remained of the remnant of giants. Remember, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was its length, about 12 feet or 3.67 meters, and 4 cubits its width, about 6 feet or 1.8 meters, after the cubit measurement of a man. And this land, which we possessed at that time, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, and half Mount Gilead, and its cities, I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, which is the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of giants. Jair the son of Manasseh took all the country of Argob to the coasts of Geshuri and Mahathi, and called them after his own name, Bashan Havoth-Jair, Bashan cities of Jair, to this day. And I gave Gilead to Mashir. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, I gave from Gilead even to the river Arnon half the valley, and the border even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon. The plain also, the Jordan River and its coast, from Chinnereth Sea of Galilee even to the Sea of the Plain, even the Salt Sea Dead Sea, under Ashdoth Pisgah eastward. And I commanded you at that time, saying, The Lord Jehovah your God has given you this land to possess it. You shall pass over with weapons in front of your brothers, the children of Israel, all who are able to go to the war. But your wives and your little ones and your cattle, because I know that you have much cattle, shall remain in your cities which I have given you, until the Lord Jehovah has given rest to your brothers, as well as to you, and until they also possess the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God, has given them beyond west of the Jordan River, and then all of you shall return to his possession which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that the Lord Jehovah your God has done to these two kings. So shall the Lord Jehovah do to all the kingdoms where you go. You shall not be afraid of them, because the Lord Jehovah your God, he shall fight for you. And I asked the Lord Jehovah at that time, saying, O Lord God Jehovah, you have begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand, because what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? I ask you, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond west of the Jordan River, that good mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord Jehovah was angry with me for your sakes, and would not listen to me. And the Lord Jehovah said to me, Let it be sufficient for you, do not speak to me any more about this matter. Go up to the top of Pisgah, and lift up your eyes westward, and northward, and southward, and eastward, and see it with your eyes, because you shall not go over this Jordan River. But charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, because he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So we stayed in the valley opposite Beth-Peor.